In 1969, 10 students were suspended from Southwest Texas State University for protesting the Vietnam War. They said nothing during the demonstration, but carried signs that read, "Peace now and bring our brothers home." The protest was particularly unpopular on the campus at San Marcos, Texas, Lyndon Johnson's alma mater. The group became known as the San Marcos 10. Today, 8 of them will be attending a reunion at Southwest Texas State University. David Bayless and Annie Burleson will be there. Burleson said many other protesters left when they were threatened with disciplinary action.
A lot of the guys in the group probably would have been drafted immediately if they had gotten kicked out of school. And we certainly understood anyone that didn't stay for whatever reason.
And Mr. Bayless, you'd already served, hadn't you?
As far as myself, it was a no-brainer. I'd gotten out of the Army just a few months earlier. I'd been to Vietnam, and this was a issue to me that regardless of what the repercussions were, and getting kicked out of school was a small thing. It had nothing to do with whether or not I was going to stay or not stay. I was going to make my statement.
The night before, our small group of peaceniks had a meeting and read a letter from Dean Martine, who told us that if we went ahead with the demonstration without their authorization, we would have disciplinary action taken. We did not know what that meant, so it was a surprise when they did announce that we would be suspended from school for a year.
This was a public university, right?
The Dean of Men made an interesting statement. He said he had to keep us away from that area because while we were not disrupting, causing any problems, there was the possibility that there might be a disruption caused by this. Interesting logic.
So what did you do next in the way of fighting this?
Actually, before the legal proceedings started, we had a course of action through the school. We had a hearing with the administration of the school. We had a hearing, I believe, with the Board of Regents, and we were denied reinstatement. The suspension was upheld. So we went through all the school administrative proceedings and the university, the state university proceedings, and then the legal action started.
Was it a jury trial, or did the judge decide?
No, it was not. Yeah. The judge made the decision.
On what basis did he rule against you?
The ruling was that we interfered with the free flow of the educational process, and it was stated that we weren't making the noise, but the general hoorah around the protest was making the noise. So basically they ruled on that.
You finished school elsewhere though, right?
I did eventually. 20 years later I got a bachelor's degree.
I went back to Southwest Texas and graduated in 72, BA in English.
They took you back?
At the end when I was going to graduate, I went to get my gown and everything, and my name wasn't on the graduating list, and they said that it was a computer mistake, so I wasn't allowed to go across the stage and get my diploma. They mailed it to me.
There's another war on now. Can you see this happening again?
Sure. There's a lot of energy right now, pro-war. There's the same kind of energy that was going on in 1969, which is America, love it or leave it. There's high energy pitch, and people don't like hearing something that's different than 100% behind the war effort.
David Bayless and Annie Burleson, who were suspended from Southwest Texas State University in 1969. Bayless is a retired social worker and teacher. Burleson works for the Texas Department of Human Services.